have here in the United States, which frankly aren't good enough and aren't even enforced most of the time. Right now, we already have food that comes into the United States that doesn't meet our own standards, and what these bad trade policies would do is even lower their standards further, making it easier for very bad and unsafe food to make it into our country so that that food ends up on our tables, and we don't even know about it. If you really care about the food you're feeding your families, and if you're really concerned about the quality of the work environment in these other countries where this food is being raised, where they're damaging their environment, and where people are being paid slave wages, if we really care about raising these standards, we cannot have free trade policy that's a race to the bottom. It is not acceptable. I just want to wrap up by saying once again that we have won on bad trade deals in the past. We have killed Fast Track in the past, and we absolutely can do it again. But it's only going to work if we all stand in solidarity to stop the Fast Track. Thank you so much.
Another speaker at this weekend's rally opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, was Barbara Dudley with the Oregon Working Families Party.
We are not, I hope, going to put up with this any longer. There were some other things that Wyden said that I thought I might just go over with you, just so you have answers when you're talking to your Uncle Henry about what's wrong with the TPP. First of all, Wyden says this one's better than the other deals because it protects free speech on the internet. It prohibits censorship on the internet. Now, I just want to say one thing. Remember that fight for net neutrality that Ron Wyden led just a few weeks ago? One of the things about the TPP, at least assuming it's like all the preceding trade agreements, which there's no doubt that it is that it allows corporations, that would be internet service providers, to sue countries that impede their profits through non-tariff barriers on trade. So, those guys know how to make a fuss. We should send them to follow Ron Wyden around everywhere he goes. The next thing he said is that to make up for the fact that we're going to fast-track this trade agreement, we are going to extend trade adjustment assistance from just manufacturing workers to include service workers. Now think about that for a minute. Why is that necessary? Because this trade agreement is going to screw service workers the same way the last ones have screwed all the manufacturing workers. That's why they're going to have to extend trade adjustment assistance and those benefits to service workers as well. Okay? The next thing he said was, don't worry, we're going to protect environmental rights and labor rights. You know what that means? Let me just tell you. What that means in all the past agreements is that the agreements simply say any country that is a member of that trade group has to enforce its own labor and environmental laws. Duh. I mean, we in the United States are not even a party to the International Labor Organization agreements about protecting labor unions. And you might notice over the last two decades, labor unions have been taking it in the chin. So if we're going to enforce our own labor laws, we better have some senators in Washington, D.C. that pass some decent labor laws for us to defend. But there's one other thing I want you to pay attention to. We have been making threats in the labor movement and elsewhere, the Working Families Party, against Ron Wyden. We better be serious.
That's right.
Last election, 2010, Ron Wyden received only $150,000 from trade unions, according to the Oregonian. Not that I always quote them as a reliable source. But $150,000 from labor unions, $6.9 million from other. Now, we know who the other are. The other are the multinational corporations and Wall Street. They're not people who make things, they're people who exploit other people. That's who is paying the way for Ron Wyden to run to office again. So we have to counter that kind of money with votes. And that takes hard, serious work. And we better start thinking about it right now, because he is putting us on a fast track in a very wrong direction. We have stopped it before. We have stopped it twice before. We have stopped the WTO in its tracks. We have stopped the Fair Trade Agreement of the Americas in its tracks. How many of you, I'm looking around and seeing enough old faces here, how many of you were in Seattle in 1999? Those demonstrations, the WTO demonstrations in Seattle, made a difference. The WTO has not been able to move forward, and that is exactly why they are having to do all these regional trade agreements. We did it once, we can do it again. All he's done is put fast track in front of the Congress for a vote. We have other representatives in Congress. We need to keep their feet to the fire and make sure that we defeat fast track. Thank you.
Also speaking at the weekend's rally was Elizabeth Swaggart of the Oregon Fair Trade Campaign.
I want to thank you all for your tireless work to beat back fast track. If it wasn't for you putting in call after call, email after email, handwritten letters, doing delegation visits, canvasses, if it wasn't for all of the work that you did to urge Senator Wyden and Congress to oppose fast track and the TPP would already be tearing apart family wage jobs, attacking environmental policies, and attacking food safety standards. So I want you all to give yourselves a round of applause for the amazing work that you've done, because one more, yeah, give it up. What you did bought time for the entire country. And in that time, we built a movement to take on fast track. And we can win this one. We can definitely win this one. Who here is ready to fight fast track? Now, I don't generally like to get into the weeds at a rally, but men and women, we have to get into the weeds. There is a snake in those weeds, and we have got to wrestle it out. So proponents of this year's fast track bill are trying to convince us that this is going to be a good way of moving forward, a new way to negotiate trade policy. Our very own Senator Wyden's out there telling folks that this fast track bill offers transparency. Now, the only thing that is transparent about this trade deal and this fast track proposal is that it's the same old fast track that offshored thousands of jobs and attacked environmental regulations across the globe. Now, I'm going to take a moment to tell you what I mean by that. Senator Wyden's bill says it's going to improve transparency, but it requires less transparency than Bush's trade negotiations. And it actually locks into law USTR's current backward process, where only special security clearance, the people who have this clearance, mostly corporate lobbyists, are the only ones that get to see the negotiating text. That is not transparency. That is actually a rollback in transparency. So Senator Wyden says the bill has provisions that allow Congress to strip the trade deal of fast track authority if they don't like it. Okay. But the provisions require a higher number of votes to trigger than if Congress was just voting down a fast-track bill to begin with. That is not oversight. That is not what we elect people to Congress to do, and nobody's fallen for it. I'm sorry to say, but Senator Wyden is betraying democratic principles. And he's betraying Oregon's working families by signing on to this Republican bill. Shame on him. That is not what he promised Oregonians he would do. Now, the only good news, and this really is the only good news, is that we're going to kill this bill. Opposition to this thing is massive. Labor, environment, family farms, LGBT, consumers, internet rights, immigrant rights, any constituency that you can think of opposes this thing. Congressional leadership opposes this thing. If we speak out in a unified voice, we are gonna defeat it. Fast track is a sneak attack. We're gonna take democracy back. Let's chant it out. Fast track is a sneak attack. We're gonna take democracy back. Fast track is a sneak attack. We're gonna take democracy back.
Those were the voices of speakers at this past weekend's rally opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. I also spoke with Jacob Swenson of the network known as the National People's Action Coalition, which organized a march this morning in Washington, D.C., also opposing the TPP. I began by asking about this morning's action.
We had a group of about 1,000 people who came together to oppose Fast Track Authority and the Trans-Pacific Partnership here in Washington, D.C. We were joined by Senator Bernie Sanders. Bernie gave a really great presentation about why we're standing against Fast Track and the Trans-Pacific Pact, which would really lower labor standards and environmental protections around the globe, further accelerating the race to the bottom. So,
what is the race to the bottom for listeners who may not be familiar with that term?
Yeah, so after NAFTA was passed in the 90s, global trade accelerated and corporations gained more power to push down wages and hurt workers both in the U.S. and abroad. And so when we talk about the global race to the bottom, we talk about that's what we're referring to.
What are the problems with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and why are so many people and so many groups so opposed to it?
Yeah, well, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is being negotiated with corporations at the table instead of everyday people who will be affected by it. Instead of having normal democratic oversight and being an inclusive process, it's being negotiated behind closed doors. And so we don't really know exactly what's in the bill, but we know from NAFTA that what's in there won't be good for everyday people.
What about the documents that were leaked by WikiLeaks that was a draft version of this Trans-Pacific Partnership? What do those show?
Right. Well, basically, two chapters of those documents are really about trade. The other chapters are really big corporate giveaways that would give corporations really unfettered power to challenge any law passed by a nation that they believe would limit their profit ability to reap profits. So this is really something that would devastate the sovereignty of the nations involved in the agreement.
And yet, Senator Ron Wyden is one of those pushing forward with this bill. He has a reputation of being a progressive senator. What do you think is happening here?
You know, I think there's a real disconnect. We need even progressive senators to come out against this bill. We know that this is an important time in America. Inequality is rising. Our democracy is really broken. That's shown by the way that this negotiations is happening, and our planet is in peril. So we need folks who are with progressive reputations to really come out and take a strong stand.
Well, thank you again for joining us. I have been speaking with Jacob Swenson. He is with National People's Action, a network of 30 grassroots organizations in 17 states working together to advance a racial and economic justice agenda for a new economy and democracy. Speaking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and today's action in Washington, D.C., to oppose the fast-track authority that Congress is now considering giving to President Obama that will allow him to negotiate this trade agreement in secret without congressional approval. This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.
Portland school board elections are May 19th. What's your question?
My name is Kelvin Hall. Should parents have to pay for daycare as being requested by the school district when next year it'll be free?
Tune in to KBOO April 27th through 30th at 5:45 for special school board election coverage.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
The time is now 6 p.m. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM. We've got an exciting show for you guys tonight. I've got a couple of guests here in the studio that are going to talk about what a union can do for you, maybe what the differences are between a union shop and a non-union shop. But first, we've got a special guest calling in from Eugene. She is a graduate student teacher at the University of Oregon. Amber, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm actually the lead negotiator for the Graduate Teaching Fellows Federation. I'm not myself a grad student, but I'm work here at the union as the lead negotiator.
Oh, amazing. Okay, well, we're glad that you're doing that. Can you tell us a little bit about what was happening with your latest contract?
Yeah, so our members, we have a historically very active union. Tons of people highly involved over the last 2 years that wanted to fight really hard.